There will be a public viewing, visitation, and funeral this week for longtime Oakland County executive L. Brooks Patterson. The 80-year-old Patterson died over the weekend, just a few months after announcing he had pancreatic cancer. Many colleagues and some in the media are praising Patterson for the way he ran Oakland County's government and his crusty, blunt way of putting things. Others point to Patterson's decades of criticizing Detroit and its leaders. Bill McGraw has been a journalist in Detroit for 45 years. He is a co-founder of Deadline Detroit, where he published an opinion piece about Patterson's mixed record. Bill, his friends and supporters say Brooks Patterson loved Detroit. That word is used. He was a newsmaker since 1970. Do his words and actions support that?
I'm afraid they don't. It's unfortunate the discussion has to go in that direction, I think, so shortly after his death. But he had such an unusual career, being a public figure for 50 years, almost 50 years. But as I wrote, the record supports a lot of what Patterson's friends are saying about him. His administration of Oakland County is beyond question. But he wasn't a good neighbor to Detroit. I think that's a very fair way to put it.
And what are some of the statements and sentiments that Patterson made about Detroit through the years that really jump out in your mind?
Well, probably the one that stuck out in my mind is from like 1990, so it goes back that far. He was still the Oakland County prosecutor at the time. And he was interviewed by Zev Chaffetz, who did a book that was very well known at that time and somewhat controversial, Devil's Night. And he asked Patterson a lot of questions about Detroit. And here's one that one response Patterson had. Quote, "In no sense are we dependent on Detroit. They are dependent on us. The truth is, Detroit has had its day. I don't give a damn about Detroit. It has no direct bearing on the quality of my life. If I never crossed 8 Mile again, I wouldn't be bereft of anything." So that was one that sort of lays down his, I think, candid thinking about Detroit at the time. And I think another one isn't so much as a quote, but I kind of remembered it, and I went back and found it in the Free Press archives, a story about it. In 93, there was a very crucial race for Detroit mayor going on to replace Coleman Young, who had retired, was retiring. And the two candidates were Dennis Archer and Sharon McPhail. McPhail was going around saying that Patterson had endorsed Archer, her opponent. And of course, that was not true. And if it had been true, that would have been the kiss of death for Archer. So Patterson, rather than just saying, don't quote me saying something I didn't say, put together a show where he, and it was basically white guys pretending they were Sharon McPhail and Coleman Young and whatever, and making fun of them. And Hugh McDermott wrote about it in the Free Press, and he called what went on that night. It wasn't outright racial in the sense that there were no slurs uttered, but as McDermott called it, racial mischief. Mm-hmm. And he said if something like that had been staged in Detroit, it would have caused a riot.
And we know even more recently, was it in 2018, that Patterson joked he'd rather join the KKK than work with the Detroit Business Group, although, as you note in your piece, he later apologized for that.
Right. But, you know, that was an interesting thing he said. He, of course, the group he's talking about was Dan Gilbert and some other people who, when Detroit started, at least, you know, the sections of Detroit that are turning around, when that all started happening 10, 12 years ago, the very beginnings of it, Patterson wasn't quite sure how to handle that. And so he kind of struck out in some odd ways about, you know, Oakland County is in pretty good shape, and losing a couple businesses probably isn't going to hurt it as much as gaining a couple businesses will help Detroit.
Hmm. And certainly we've seen him, he opposed, you know, the transportation, regional transportation initiatives, as well as others. And I'm wondering, Bill, as you know, covered news, you covered Patterson through the years as a journalist in Detroit. What have you been thinking as you have heard and read reactions, especially from other journalists, to Brooks Patterson's death? I've kind of seen a pretty strong streak of, you know, oh, that Brooks, he liked to stir things up. He was outspoken, you know, kind of like a cranky rapscallion of an old uncle.
And he was that. And as I wrote, he was a very, very unusual politician. Most politicians try and be very decorous, and also, you know, they don't like to be around reporters. Well, Patterson, as most people know, even who didn't cover him, who just have watched him for the last 40 years, liked to be the life of the party, and he also really liked to hang around with reporters and was very engaging with them. So he made a lot of friendships over the years. You said I covered Patterson. I covered issues he was involved
right.
in, but I never really covered him and really only met him once. So my view of him is what he said over the years and what you can go back and look at, what he said and what he has done.
And as you say, you look at his at the record and the things that were said. It's certainly, as you point out, you say he seemed to take as much glee in Detroit's decline as in Oakland County's rise, because there are his associates will say, look, his number one priority was Oakland County in making it strong, and he did that well.
Of course, and you know, then that is inarguable. He definitely made Oakland County his priority, and as everyone, even national observers who don't really have a dog in the fight here, say that he ran Oakland County in extremely well. But I think just as far as looking at a neighbor in the way neighbors and cities behave, Patterson was the leader. He was in essence kind of the mayor of suburbia, because there's no other politician outside of Detroit who kind of commands the publicity and whatever that Patterson could, or that the Oakland County executive, whoever the next one will be, will command. And so I think it's fair to say that being the executive of Oakland County, and given how well Oakland County's done, you know, why couldn't he have just taken it easy on Detroit a little bit? If he didn't want to be someone who was seen as being an ally of the Detroit mayors, couldn't he have just cut it on the rhetoric a little bit? And, you know, when you go back to the New Yorker article, the profile of him that was controversial in 2014, the whole headline there was "Drop Dead Detroit," which is sort of, that summed up his attitude, according to the magazine.
What will Brooks Patterson's legacy be?
That's a really good question. Unquestionably, it will be that he ran Oakland County well. And now I think it's fair to say, too, that running a county that's growing and growing and growing is harder than running a city that was declining and declining over the years. But nonetheless, he's done what national experts say was a really good job. As far as his relationship with Detroit, you know, and of course, given the fact that, especially in his earlier days, Oakland County was really white, and of course, Detroit is the blackest big city in America. So there's a racial element in there. My story does not say Brooks Patterson was a racist, but it points out that he put himself in an area where critics could accuse him of that. And that's unfortunate that he did that, because I think it is going to sully his reputation over the long run.
Longtime Detroit journalist Bill McGraw. As always, Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.